4 years ago this week, if you can believe it, the World Health Organization declared a global COVID pandemic and forced us into lockdowns. 4 years ago. And now the United States experiencing a massive measles outbreak across 17 states. Why? Why is that happening? Well, with surging cases unlike anything the U.S. has ever seen before. Here's the data. Here are the number of measles cases reported by week. Doctors saying this will become measles mayhem, their words, in the United States because measles is the most contagious disease we know of. The disease is one of the most infectious known to man and is spread via droplets in the air or contaminated surfaces. On average, one child will spread it to 18 additional children. The mainstream media would have you believe that it's because vaccine hesitancy has led to fewer people being vaccinated. But really? Is that the case? Or is that how mainstream media wants to spin this to you? It sounds like that's total BS. Why then are measles outbreaks happening at illegal immigrant shelters in sanctuary cities, like in Chicago? Where are the measles outbreak? This week, the CDC arrived in Chicago, among these other, the Pilsen shelter in Chicago, UC Davis, Sacramento, Planet Fitness in Flagstaff, Arizona, 45 cases. But they arrived in, at the CDC arrived in Chicago at this illegal immigrant shelter to assess the situation after people started breaking out in red-like bumps at first started appearing, like cold-like symptoms, and then quickly turned to painful red bumps. According to the NHS, it typically starts in the face and the behind the ears before spreading further. I'd love to know in your in the chat right now, watching us on Rumble, YouTube, on X, in your community, have you heard any about any of these measles outbreaks? Is your local news reporting this? Any cases? Because it's spreading. There are dozens of shelters across Chicago that house nearly 20,000 illegal aliens that we know of, all bused there or flown in out of state or out of country, like the state of Texas busing these people. Watch.
More than 13,000 migrants are currently living in 27 shelters run by the city and the state, according to a census of new arrivals. Most of them have arrived since June 2023, part of the busing campaign by Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who says he sent more than 100,000 migrants to sanctuary cities.
Yeah. So the Pilsen shelter in Chicago just got a visit from the CDC. It was an old warehouse, which of course was converted into an illegal immigrant shelter. Measles started tearing through that shelter, and they've been trying to figure out exactly how to put to stop it. Watch.
The CDC has a team in Chicago now to isolate the spread of this outbreak and get it under control. Measles, as you probably know, highly contagious virus and is easily preventable with a vaccine. Yesterday, the mayor said that the city's health department is going floor to floor at the shelter, offering vaccinations to those who either are not vaccinated or to those who do not know their vaccination status.
So what
they're doing the best they can. They're vaccinating. That's definitely the answer. But we still need the proper screening. They need to go through everybody, quarantine them properly, and maybe then we can get this under control.
Yeah, sounds like a bloodbath.
Yes, only measles mortality dropped long before the measles vaccine was introduced into the population.
Exactly. So according to the book, Turtles All the Way Down.
Right.
The data, actually, that's why I wanted you to bring this up. The measles data is startling. So the mainstream media would have you believe it's because of the vaccines. Stop the measles. Stop the chicken pox. Put it under control. Really? According to the anonymously written book by doctors called Turtles All the Way Down. No, it was already going down well before vaccines.
In fact, measles mortality dropped 1950 to almost 0%. The vaccine was not introduced until the mid-60s.
So,
and measles, yes, is, it's a complication, a bacterial complication from the measles that causes mortality and can be treated now with antibiotics. So the problem with the measles vaccine is that we were never given actual statistics about the risk factor of the measles vaccine itself so that we could weigh it against how dangerous measles is. If you get measles, most of the time it can be treated quite easily. If it turns into a rare complication, that also can be treated with antibiotics. So the public has never been able to give informed consent about the measles vaccine, although the vaccine does seem to prove some amount of herd immunity. So the more people that get it, the less it's in a community. So if you have this community that's coming from, let's say, because these diseases are, they spread in places that are less sanitary. That's really all there is to it. And so if these are less sanitary places now are spreading, that's how the disease spreads. And it's less dangerous for those of us in, you know, a more advanced society who can then be treated for it.
A former Border Patrol agent told me that now at a lot of these shelters, they're experiencing like unbelievable amounts of diarrhea.
Oh,
just
that's awful.
Rampant diarrhea. And this is happening in the United States. And the mayor of Chicago has had enough and is starting the eviction process. So kick them out of here. Where are they going to go from here? You can just move on. Listen to this.
Chicago Department of Public Health announcing the measles outbreak at a shelter for migrants continues to spread. Two more cases confirmed today for a total of 10 altogether.
WGN's Jenna Barnes is here now with the latest on that. Jenna.
Micah and Ray, amid that measles outbreak at the shelter in Pilsen and after several delays, the mayor indicating today shelter evictions will begin at the end of the week.
And they can return to the loading zone. That's one place, or they can decide to move on. You know, they don't necessarily have to remain within the structure that we're providing.
Mayor Brandon Johnson says evictions tied to the 60-day limit on migrant shelter stays will begin at the end of this week, despite a measles outbreak that has one shelter under a 21-day quarantine. In this letter Tuesday, more than a dozen aldermen asked the mayor to do away with that eviction policy altogether. He says there will be exceptions.
Individuals who are in the process of securing housing or out migration, if there are other extenuating circumstances around their health or pregnancy.
For those who aren't exempt, Johnson says they can reapply for it.
So just move along.
Yeah.
Move along and move out. You don't have to stay in the structure that we're providing. Like, that's just a temporary shelter that we set up at this warehouse. So, you know, just go out and come on, blend into society now.
Yes.
You're American. And go, by the way, when you're on your way out, go ahead and vote as well.
Right. Someone said, did Natalie just say to get the measles vaccine? I didn't say that. I'm saying what we should do is ask the CDC for real clinical trials around the measles vaccine so that we can make a calculation as to how dangerous the measles are versus how dangerous a vaccine is. That's what we should always have, is informed consent. We never have got that. And the measles have never been tested against a true placebo.
Yeah. In addition to which, we have tuberculosis. So according to the NHS, you only get measles once and either had them as a kid or in the form of chicken pox or were vaccinated against them at some point. So if we listen to the experts, then you were vaccinated, you'll never get the measles. That's what they tell us, right? If you were vaccinated, you should never get it. That's what they tell us. I think we're about to see if that's true or not, right? Like, this could be the largest trial we've ever seen, because they tell us if you had this vaccine, you'll never get the measles. Of course, Chicago, not the only place. 17 states now experiencing these outbreaks. And
well,
doctors say,
I'm sorry, if you're vaccinated against varicella, you can later get shingles because now it's been introduced into your body. So you can have other flare-ups from, say, measles or chickenpox and things like that.
I'm just, yeah.
Yeah, so okay. We will see what happens to, because we are largely a vaccinated population for measles.
What is it with the U.S. bringing back tuberculosis, measles, Ebola, potentially? Like,
it's retro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
we just want to see, yeah, we want to see it in action once again, because that's exactly what's happening. And again, Chicago is not the only place. 17 states now experiencing these outbreaks, and doctors say Arizona is the most vulnerable state in America right now. I wonder why. Maybe it's proximity to things. I don't know. And here was the first case 1 month ago, and now surging cases in Arizona.
It's considered one of the most contagious viruses.
9 out of 10 people who get exposed to that air will develop measles if they don't have the immunity to it.
And it was just confirmed in Arizona.
The Maricopa County Department of Public Health is investigating a positive case of measles here in the county.
Assistant Medical Director Dr. Nick Staub wouldn't say much, only that the person was visiting from overseas.
I mean,
visiting from overseas.
Okay. The one thing we know from these contagious diseases is that we were able to eradicate it when sanitation became more reliable inside cities and towns. And so when we no longer had horses as our main use of transportation,
taking dumps in the
street,
there were no
flies spreading disease from horse poop in the street when we had plumbing, right? And so we are now mixing populations that live in less sanitized places, and we're doing so carelessly. We're not taking care of them, obviously. Who wants to think of a migrant suffering terrible diarrhea in a place that's not home? And we're not taking care of anybody, really.
Yeah, and not migrant, illegal immigrant. Dr. Mark Siegel, medical director at New York University, also warned that these illegal immigrants could bring diseases across the southern border into the United States, which could include drug-resistant tuberculosis, which is what we're seeing now. I spoke this weekend to former Border Patrol veteran J.J. Carroll, author of the book Invaded, and he told me, it was unbelievable what he was telling me. He said, quote, my last year in the Border Patrol was Biden's first year when COVID was still considered a deadly disease. We were releasing everyone to NGOs, non-governmental organizations. One bus for COVID negative and one for positive. And the NGOs would then release the positive population into San Diego or Riverside airports and bus stations. And he said whole stations were shut down because of lice, scabies, tuberculosis outbreaks. Never reported, he said. The Border Patrol, in fact, he says now it's much worse and at a much higher rate, according to the Border Patrol. And he says Border Patrol no longer reports these outbreaks. And Border Patrol stations are many times in the middle of large neighborhoods, school zones, etc. And he said we're seeing lice, scabies, skin ailments, drug-resistant tuberculosis, polio, AIDS, HIV, and literally diseases and conditions that are unknown to our doctors. This is from the Border Patrol. Border Patrol stations have holding capacities of 150 to 200 people, and it was and is out of control. Now imagine what is happening in large immigrant detention facilities in major cities that hold over 2,000 people and thousands living on the streets. Talk about unsanitary, and this is what's being brought into American cities right now. And by the way, being organized in large part by the Biden administration, orchestrating all of this, and in collaboration with the cartels across the border. I've just co-authored a new report on the cartels specifically, and I can't talk about it here on YouTube because they will flag it, and then we will not be allowed to do it. So check out, I just wrote this, I co-authored this report. Go to redacted.inc/cartel, and you can read all about how these cartels are ferreting these individuals across the United States, right with the Biden administration's help, by the way. And they want to get up there and pretend, like during the State of the Union address, that the border is secure, is what Biden basically told us, that he couldn't do anything about it, that it's the Republicans' fault. It's being orchestrated directly by them. So we'll talk more about that in coming days here on the show. But for now, 17 states dealing with this outbreak. And my thing is they're going to be using this to tell us we can't go to school. They're going to close schools down for measles outbreaks. They're going to do all of this now. Right in time, by the way, for an election, right in time for mail-in voting, right in time to keep us home because of these outbreaks in all of these major cities.
Well, you might recall back in January, we reported that the British Medical Journal published a study calling for behavior interventions to reduce vaccine hesitancy. So this is a very convenient story that popped up around this behavior modification. So we talked about this. What do they mean by behavioral modifications? If you are someone like me who says, I actually didn't give informed consent to give my kids the measles vaccine because I was never given a proper clinical trial and I would like one, what do you want to do to me for saying that? What kind of behavior modification do you want, right? And so we talked about this. This is, again, we can see how it can and will be used.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.